I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Goldilocks Productions broadcasts universal cosmic frequencies that unlock, awaken, and expand the consciousness of our worldwide viewers and listeners.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Enjoy the Goldilocks Productions presentation of the In the Psychic Flow Show with Carol Ann Carey.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for being here with us tonight. I'm your host, Carol Ann, and welcome to In the Psychic Flow. We have a doubleheader tonight. I have two great guests with me that I'm going to introduce to you in a moment. I couldn't get on my Chrome. And usually I try to check in the mirror before I get in, but it's too late. This is how it is tonight. Sorry about that. We do have people joining us. And if you're on YouTube, you can use the super chat feature, a super sticker feature tonight. That helps all the show hosts love that because that helps us, goes towards our shows. And we will be glad to give a little extra moments reading for that, if you don't mind. And we'll take you first. Otherwise, my website is carolanncarey.com, and I hope that you will consider me your spirit connection. So without further ado or delay, I have two lovely ladies, and I had the privilege of working with both at different events on the west coast of Florida, and it's been a wonderful journey. And not only do I admire them as professionals, I think they are two of the best that I've ever met. But I also consider them very good friends. So I'm delighted to have both of them. This is a jam-packed evening. I don't know how it's going to flow. It depends on how many people we have. But we're going to try to alternate. I'm going to try to MC and only do spot ones here because you see me all the time. You'll probably see me next week. So without further ado, let me introduce Kelly Jo Psychic first, since she's up at the top of my screen. Kelly Jo, welcome. It's so nice to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Delighted to have you. Kelly Jo, let me just give the audience who may not be familiar with your work a few heads up on you. Kelly Jo is what I call a jack of all trades and master of all. She can do anything. She does pet communication. She does mediumship. She does psychic archaeology. She has helped in missing persons cases. She's just all around. And, oh, she cleans your houses of ghosties and all kinds of things. I mean, she's multifaceted gal, and she's a barrel of laughs. She has a blunt style, which I quite admire and I identify with totally. And her website is KellyJoePsychic.com. So please check her out for readings. You will not be disappointed. I send people to her all the time. She does a lot of work just for the benefit of humanity as well, for donation. If she's, you know, she's been kind enough to do that. She's a wonderful gal, but let's book a reading, a full reading with her, and you will not be disappointed, believe me. Okay, so that's our first guest. Our second guest is the legendary psychic Joanne Leo. who is the soul reader. And Joanne, hi, it's wonderful to have you with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
I love your shirt. Love the stars. It's wonderful to let everybody know that you had a six-figure income job with a major, what would you say, Forbes company or something like that?
Fortune 500, yes.
Company, and you were a big shot, and you turned, changed your direction by meeting someone who told you what your sole purpose was, and you fell into this over the years of doing tarot with a twist, readings from the heart. You'd have a unique combination of using the date of birth. So if anybody's on here looking for a reading, please put your date of birth and your birth first name in the comments so Joanne can tap into you. And that, and those that have that will go with her first there. And everybody else, you know, we're just going to make this work. My job here is to showcase these two beautiful ladies. A reading with Joanne is like getting your blueprint from heaven. So nobody else does what she does. And this is a, and she also does family. She does life coaching. She's life coached for me and helped me out of a few sticky life situations. So without the further, we got people joining us and I'm so happy. Thank you. Welcome all of you. A few new people. Sherry Putnam is on here. I think that's one of your people, Kelly Jo. Is that true?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Also, let's see. Would love a reading whenever you can. Let's see how we're going to start. Don't forget, put your date of birth in the comments, people, so that we can. Hi, Richard. Heidi. Hi. So that we can get Joanne can work with you. A reading with Joanne or a reading with Kelly Jo Psychic. These are the best people. I'm telling you right now. These are the go-to people. So I really appreciate them taking time out of their life to be here today. Whoa, we got first ones. Let's get to our super stickers first. And I'm going to ask them to put their date of birth in the comments. So what do you think about Nicole Butterfield, Kelly Jo?
There's all kinds of changes happening. And you're going to have like an epiphany. Like an aha moment.
Those
so that's
good.
What I'm looking at her. And travel. There's travel all around her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Nicole, do you have a date of birth on there for me so that I could give it to? I just dropped my pen. Excuse me. One second. I can give it to Joanne. Let's see. Do we have a date of birth for her? Oh, and Richard's here too. Let's see if I get a date of birth on her. Not seeing it. Joanne, you read me before. I always watch. Of course, you didn't. She didn't give me your date of birth. Oh, here she is. No, that's not her. Okay. So we'll get back to her. Okay, Joanne? I will get back to her.
Okay.
No worries. We'll do it.
No worries.
The lovely Laurel Romero is here tonight joining us. Put your date of birth on there, Laura, so that you don't have to put the year on necessarily, but... put them on there because I don't remember them from time to time. So we got Nicole. We're going to go back to her. Oh, let me give Nicole a word since she's a super sticker. Nicole, I think I've had the privilege of meeting your family many times in spirit. And I keep the same fisherman gentleman is here. I also want to talk. I have a motherly person here, could be a grandmom. And I feel like I have, she would make pies where you pinch the dough around, like absolutely perfect around the perimeter of it. And they were absolutely perfect with her fingers. And she would just pinch that. And it looked like a machine did it. It was so beautiful. And I also get like a strawberry or blueberry kind of feeling, not just apple, but maybe like a strawberry rhubarb or something. So I want to say hello and a shout out to you, Nicole, on that. And when we get your date of birth, I'm going to have Joanne. Let me keep checking here. Here she is. We got it. Joanne.
Yes.
4384 for Nicole.
Okay.
N-C-O-L-E.
Well, what's really kind of cool is I'm going to see where we're going. Right now, we're going to into June. So I'm going to look at June, and I'm going to look at the year real quick here. So this is kind of like breaking out, you know, it's kind of like we were all kind of in a holding pattern last year. But now this is a time for her to make new choices. And I feel like there's positive choices, but you cannot have a negative attitude and expect a positive result. So that's really, really important. So I see positive changes coming up for June. It's kind of like you need to let go of anything that does not serve you well, that's negative, and you need to get into positive thinking. But I do feel like this is going to be really, when we get into July, I think you're going to have a lot of, it's either a fresh start or a new project, or it could be added responsibility with the work situation. But it's a good thing. You're in a good cycle. So June, you need to discard anything negative or anything that doesn't serve you well. Okay?
Beautiful. Well, very good advice. Thank you for that, both of you, Kelly Jo and Joanne. That was beautiful. Let me just flip through here quick and see. Thank you for the super sticker. I really appreciate it. Nicole, thank you for joining us. So I have a couple more. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, because for Nicole, they keep showing me butterscotch wrapped candies.
Ooh,
I need to tell her that.
Oh, good. Kelly Jo, can you put your camera up a little or down a little bit? So you're a little bit, that's better. Thank you. Great. Thank you. And please feel free, Joanne, as well. If we're, you know, on somebody and you have something to add, please feel free to do that.
Okay.
So we got Nicole here. I don't want to say we got rid of Nicole, but we got Nicole accomplished. Jill Sheen's our next person up. Thank you, Jill, for joining the show tonight and for your super sticker. Let's see. I don't have a date of birth on her yet.
I think she's
822. Do you want to go first, Joanne?
Yeah, I remember Jill's birthday. Isn't that wild? But well, like I have reiterated to Jill before, but it's still true. This is a perfect year for her to retool and redo things in a different way, in a positive way, and take on her own authority here of making more, you know, a plan, a more structured plan. When we're getting into June, this is where I feel like there's a trip or something that she needs to do to get outside of Dodge.
Oh, nice.
She needs to get outside of Dodge. You know, it's kind of like what I feel here. It's like, even if it's a day trip to like Mount Dora or, you know, going down to St. Armand Circle or doing something like that. I really just feel like that you need to change the scenery, Jill. But I want you to, I think you really need to do some inner work here. And I would recommend for you to start doing a list of what you deserve and set some new goals, because this is the year in the universe with your birth date that you have a chance to really make some serious moves and serious changes. You know, it's all about what makes you happy. What, you know, it's kind of like going into the attic. You know, you would sort things out. What was trash? You know, what's leaving? And stuff you need to think about. Oh, let me think about if I want to really get rid of that. And the stuff that's the keepers in your treasures. So it's the same thing with people, places, and things. And this is a perfect time. You know, it's time to move forward. It's time to clear the cobwebs and get that attic in order of people, places, and things that really will make, you know, your goals easier too. So I'll leave you with that, hon.
Thank you very much, Joanne. What do you feel, Kelly Jo?
Well, I do see a fun trip coming up because they're singing that Beach Boy song, having fun, 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 till dad takes the T-Bird away. So you're going to do a beach trip. Maybe you're going to rent a car with a convertible top or something. I just see fun. And it's time for you to have fun again. But I agree with Joanne, you are organizing. They kept showing me you placing things in different compartments in your life. So I totally am in tandem with her. But also, physically, you're going to purge. You're going to get rid of like she said, stuff out of your house. And like she said, people, place, and things that no longer serve you. But you're on a better pathway and you're feeling more solid. You're doing your inner work. And you're neither to the left nor to the right. You're where you should be. So take comfort in that.
Very nice. Thank you, Jill, for joining us tonight. And as usual, I have some wonderful people in the spirit world. I have somebody. Your mother's says she's doing us a favor. She's letting her. This is like a sister friend, a sister tribe soul person. I think we've mentioned her before. And she comes forward. She's with your mother on the other side. And she comes forward to say, and your mother is being very sincere. Your mother is exploring herself. And she said, I'm speaking on behalf of your mom. And she says, your mom didn't know enough to speak for herself, didn't understand her own self, and didn't teach you how to understand your own self. So she says, what you have to do is start to learn what is important to you, Jill. So she's kind of reiterating what these ladies are both saying, which is it's time for you. Your mother is very sincere in her pursuit of wiping away old thoughts and old patterns. So she just wants to pass that on to you. But this is going to be, get through the end of this year, I think it's going to be a much better year for you, Jill. And you're going to learn about you and your husband as the priorities. It's time. So I'm going to leave that with you. And thank you for joining us tonight. Let's see who else we have. We have Veronica B. We got quite a few sticker people here. Veronica B. Thank you, Jill. Veronica B. is our next person up. First name, Veronica. I don't have a date of birth. Oh, yes, I do. Date of birth is 4/25/68. You want to go first, Joanne?
Sure. Well, what I love about Veronica, number one, I know that she's a sensitive soul. And I know that she could take things to heart, but she's got sizzle and she's a strong character. She's just got to stop because I really feel that she has the gift of insight or intuition or whatever. She needs to follow her gut. And when she doesn't, that's when she's made her biggest boo-boos. And that comes with maybe judgment in particular people and situations because she wants to be the good guy or she wants to be the helper. People come to her because of her sensitivity, and she's got to draw a line of just how much she's going to extend herself because, you know, it's not about being selfish because I really don't like that word. I think it should be eliminated. I think we need to learn self-love, which is the best thing, and they don't teach you that in school. But I do feel like what we're working with this right now is that this is all about decisions. And now if she's got a lead foot when she drives, she's got to be careful because she will get a ticket. And don't drink and drive this year because that's the karmic number we've got going on here. So we don't want that issue. And don't get in a car with somebody that's inebriated. But as far as this month goes, that's coming up is all about organization, where you live, your job, responsibilities, and getting yourself not being overwhelmed. And you may be getting more things piled on you. You just have to be discerning of what to say yes and what to say no. And saying no doesn't make you bad. Okay? Cool. So I think that it's a good thing coming up for this next month of June.
Beautiful. Thank you, Joanne. Kelly, you got anything for Veronica?
Yeah, she's going to find her voice, and then they're singing that Frozen Let It Go. And she's also moving on, moving forward, moving on, moving forward. That's her new mantra. And there's a purchase of like a couch for a lanai or you know, like a couch that you can put outside, you know. So I see patio furniture. That's what I'm trying to you know, and spending time more outside and decorating the backyard. I don't know if she's doing that or not. And I also see if she don't have a fire pit, I'm seeing a fire pit.
Very nice. So it sounds like a little R&R there for her.
That's yeah.
Very nice. Well said. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Veronica, for joining us tonight. We also have, I got a few other people here. Let me see if I got any dates of birth on these people. Oh, Jill Sheen says, great readings from all of you. Thank you very much. I got people on here, but I don't have any dates of birth. So let's see. Want to do, we got Veronica. All right, well, we'll go ahead with Nancy Gary, like my name, but with a G. And I don't have a date of birth on her. So Nancy, give me a date of birth so you can get something from Joanne. Carol just did the super check. Any relationship? Okay. Go ahead, Kelly.
I see her birthday down in the bottom, 9/30/74.
Oh, thank you.
Great.
Yeah, I don't see that. Oh, okay, thank you.
Well, remember, and I know Kelly and I really work in synergy in a lot of in different ways. But a lot of times we're in the same pew. We're on the same track, her and I. This is kind of like a really good Nancy as far as this is a year to put the pedal to the metal. Making things happen, setting goals, looking at your investments or your finances. Also to maybe doing some redecorating. But I really feel like you have to get, it's more like working on your inner power. I know that you are sensitive. You were a healer in one of your past lives, so it makes you super sensitive in this lifetime. But you've got a lot of creativity, so you need to find that vibe to kind of de-stress or to kind of get into your joy factor. And as I said before, 2021 is a year of, you know, unexpected things. You know, it's kind of like you gotta make your middle name flexible. That's all of us. Because things that we might have set in stone or plan will change on a dime. So we just need to be flexible and do our best to be empowered and set our goals and, of course, I'm telling everybody to pray a lot this year because we are working towards that that settling of world peace. So,
thank you so much.
I think we all need that.
Yes, thank you very much. Kelly Jo, what do you think?
Well, what I'm hearing for her is I hear, ta-da! So something really neat's going to happen. And then I also see that she's going to be given an opportunity that she's going to think she can't do it because it's outside of her comfort zone, and she's going to do it so good that she surprises herself. But I like the ta-da! You're going to have something really neat happen. Ta-da!
That's I love that.
They were doing it all the time she was talking.
that's great. Nancy, I think I probably have read for you in the past. I feel very fatherly. I have a fatherly spirit for you. Could be a grandfather, but I feel more fatherly, and I also want to talk about an uncle, maybe as a brother, a dad figure, or a grandpa. And I also have a brother. For him, I'm getting the word uncle, so could be a brother-in-law. But I have at least two gentlemen here, and they're correcting me with a three. There might be three gentlemen in spirit for you, but I want to let you know something. I feel like it's sort of like trying to walk on. It's sort of like walking on floaties on water or trying to walk on ice without falling through. I feel like, you know, you're trying to put your foot here to get to this without everything falling through. You know what I mean? And they're sort of giving me a vision of like a pond with these big lily pads. And you're trying to walk on this one and then on that one, you know, and they're kind of moving and you're hoping not to fall through the water. I think it's like trepidation. I think you've had a lot of trepidation is the word I would use. So I want to let you know that they're pulling for you. So I don't know what the situation is. but the word that I get is it's going to balance out. So I don't know if this is, I kind of feel it might be with people. Like you're afraid to speak your truth or you're afraid to say something. I feel it's going to balance out. So they're pulling and sending a beautiful emerald green color to you, Nancy. So I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you for joining us tonight. And thank you for your super sticker. Once again, let me mention, I don't think I got a chance to mention psychic JoannLeo.com is Joanne's website. Kelly Jo is Kelly Jo Psychic. So they're kind of reversed. They got that psychic word in there. And these are two of the best readers, in my opinion. You're not going to get any better than this, folks. I've worked with a lot of very good mediums and psychics. These two are the best. They're both unique in their own special abilities, and you can't go wrong. So if you're looking for a birthday gift or a special gift for someone, check out their websites and purchase a reading for someone that you care about. It's the best gift you could give anybody. Okay, so there we are. We have one. I think I got one or two more super stickers. Carol. And let me see if I got a date of birth for her. Carol. Here's Anna. Anna's on here. Let me see. Love a message. Okay, Melissa, I'll get to you. Nancy says,
Carol.
What is it?
1-9.
Is that Carol?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Carol. Thank you, Kelly. All right.
She got good eyes.
Well, you know, here's the thing. This is a year really kind of like, it's all about family, and it's about, it could be parents, it could be kids, it could be, you know, friends that are like family. But there's a lot of different things, you know, to thy own self be true, too, as you're going through stuff this year, Carol. And also follow your gut feelings, because I really truly believe that you've got the full spectrum here, that you're born on 1 and 9, which is really the basis of, Pythagoras' numerology, which I have my master's in. So it's like you're sensitive, but yet you're very strong. You have to just be careful of people not making you the rehab center or the fixer. So what I'm going to encourage you, what I'm seeing right now, especially as you're going into June, is you've got to go spoil yourself a little bit here. Whether it be a spa day, whether it be, you know, getting together with the girls, doing something that's fun for you, because you take responsibility to the nth degree. And plus the fact there's a lot of people tugging on your strings here. So, you have to be careful of not being a fixer, because they see you as being strong and you can handle anything. Well, you know, we all have to have a balance. So what I'd say to you is that June is a time for you to let your hair down and go have some fun.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I was just noting that we have a few show hosts on here I'm going to give a blowout to. Kelly Jo, you got anything on Carol?
Yes. She's going to get an opportunity through a colleague for a new job opportunity. And as far as romance, you're going to meet tall, dark, and handsome. And she'll probably meet him in August. Looks like August of this year. And it feels like it's through a male platonic friend. She also has her great-grandmother with her on her mom's side. She's with her. And somebody used to knit, because I hear knitting needles clacking away. They're just knitting up a storm. And then you're going to receive, you're very aware, and you're going to receive a message in a dream. So pay attention and write your dreams down. There you go.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much. We have a couple more super sticker people on here, which I'm delighted. Thank you and welcome to In the Psychic Flow. We have Sherry at 11:13:64. And while Joe is figuring that one out, I just want to mention Nancy Gary. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. it's like Carrie, but with a G. Oh, she said, my three cardinals visited me yesterday. Thank you, ladies. I'm smiling so hard. So she must be having a tough time and smiling through it. God bless you, hon. Joanne, you got anything for Sherry?
Yes, this is like going through, you said Sherry, right?
Yes.
S-A-C-R-R-Y. Okay.
S-A-C-R-I.
R-I?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Super, super, super sensitive. Super, super. But, you know, the kindest person, but she has to learn to draw the line so that people don't take advantage of her. But as far as this year goes, it's kind of like weighing things out, making decisions, sorting through things, people, places, and things. And I think it's a good step because I really think it's going to lighten up a lot of the, you know, the emotional stuff that she's gone through. And I think a lot of it is in hers because people see that she's this kind-hearted, you know, sensitive person, that she's got to really kind of put some boundaries into place here. Okay. It's also a time for decisions, any type of contracts. I feel like there could be something to do with the move, either with a house or a job, but Kelly Jo can kind of tag in that. But I do feel by year end, we're talking more money here. So I don't know if it's a dividend check. I don't know if it's an investment, but I do feel like it's something to, it's going to be really good.
Beautiful. Good news. Good news, Sherry. What do you got there, Sherry?
That she's going to move because of a job and they'll pay for her to move across country. And
okay.
She'll go more west. and she'll make six figures. You go, girl.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us, Sherry. I want to talk about mom. So I don't know if mom has passed or I wanted to speak about someone on mom's side, but I feel very momish, and maybe it was Mother's Day or something about the month of May, but I want to speak about mom. I also want to just put a shout out for those that are listening and can't read our comments. If we get validation from the people we're reading, I'm going to go back and look at the comments in a minute and give any validation that the three of us have received, because that's important. To know, so you don't think we're making it up. I love the responses from our people that we're reading. What do you think about that, Sherry? I have a mom feeling around you, and I want to say to you, I was getting something about two paths. So it might be your spiritual work and your financial work, and I do think you're going to be very blessed. The word I get is blessed this year. So I just want to give you that shout out. And I have a very motherly vibration around you that is pulling for you, okay? So I just want to let you know that. Let's see you. Thank you for joining us in the show. Let's see what else we got here. So we got Sherry, right? Did we do everybody for Sherry? Yes, we did. And I had somebody else here. Joe's Mystics. So I'm going to go with, thank you for joining us. First name Joe, J-O, birthday 2/15/97.
Okay. Well, this is, you want me to do it, go first?
Yeah, go first. Give you the day.
Okay. Well, you know, I think the thing is that, well, first of all, she doesn't like drama. And, you know, she's definitely a responsibility family person. She's very good with people. This is a year that is kind of interesting here because it has to do with either work or home. I don't know if you're working from home or if you're planning on moving, but it's definitely a move number of as far as changes go. We don't have the year with Jill, correct?
Yes, 2/15/97.
Okay.
Who was born in 97? They're so young. That's crazy.
Well, you know, it's kind of like I wanted to follow like her intuition or her gut feeling. because I really think that she can make some better choices. I think that she needs to, because she doesn't like drama, a lot of times she'll hold back because she doesn't want to hurt somebody's feelings when she really needs to stand strong in her shoes, okay, and have confidence about what is it that makes her happy or what's going to make her successful. She's got to stop worrying about everybody else and stop pushing her feelings aside because she doesn't want the drama. We got to handle it as it comes up. So, but I do feel like this is a very positive year as far as getting her career reorganized, or she's going to get promoted, or she's going to have a lot more ways to climb up the ladder here.
All right. Okay. Joe says she doesn't like drama at all. And she works a lot and she wants to move, but doesn't know where yet. And before I bring Kelly Joe on here for Joe, let me just say, Sherry had mentioned, I think I had kept getting mom for her. And she said, she is my rock. Thank you. Thank you. And that we live together. So maybe that's why I was getting mom. I wasn't sure if she passed or not.
Oh, okay.
Kelly Joe on Joe's Mystics. Is there anything on her relationship? She's been working a lot. I think there's a question whether they'll.
She will, and she needs to make the time. And it's called work and life balance.
Yeah.
And you have a lick of patience. You're going to learn the P word. You're going to learn patience.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hate that. It's in her birthday too. So, but it's because she doesn't like drama, so she lets things stack up, Kelly, and that's where her patience goes kaflooey.
Yeah, she's gonna learn it, and yes, it will grow, and you will be okay. You always are fretting and worrying about it. You need to just be, because you're always in the future. That's why they call it now the present.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Mm. Wow. Okay. You know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think, and I don't know, because Kelly's really good with this too, so I'm looking for Kel to give me confirmation. I was picking up if she's going to move. I feel like it's south and west of where she is.
She's going to go west. I got goosebumps.
Okay.
It's going to be soon. It feels like within it could be within 4 months.
Okay, but I don't know if it's south of where she lives, but I knew it was west.
Let's see. Looks like northwest. That's what they're showing me.
Okay.
Great. Wow. That's very good.
I got goosebumps. See?
Okay. That's great. So now, isn't it amazing how these two ladies work? You just give them the name and off they go, you know, or the date of birth and off they go. It's just absolutely amazing to me. Joe, I have a word. I want to talk about dad's side of the family. I was getting father, then I was getting dad, then I was getting granddaddy. I'm getting the word granddaddy. So I don't know what that means to you, but I want to let you know the spirit world is very well aware of what's going on. I agree with everything. I've been trying to figure out if he should wait on him or what. Oh, okay. Here we go. This is a loaded question. So I get somebody in spirit, the granddaddy is stepping. I feel like I have you need some fatherly advice. Another further comment from Joe is her partner. He doesn't have a lot of time. He has a new baby. So he has a new baby from a prior relationship. And I'm trying to figure out if I should wait on him or walk away. And she's saying her grandpa.
I say, adios, honey. God bless you.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you say, Kelly Joe?
Yeah, because he's too confused.
There's issues with the baby mama. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
She's a little cray cray.
I say pick up your sticks, Joe, and hop along, baby.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, and Joe is saying her grandpa passed away. So thank you for that confirmation. He is giving you some fatherly advice, and I kind of feel it's like move along, little doggy, or something like that.
That's exactly where I was at.
Okay, so that's the song I'm getting. Okay, now let me see. I had a couple more here. They are so funny. I have Anna D. Anna is a frequent flyer here. Thank you so much for your wonderful donation to the show. Thank you for joining us. As wonderful. As usual, wonderful to have you. November 8th, 59. Anna, A-N-N-A.
Well, this is all about, you know, figuring out and being true to herself. Uh-huh. It's also got to do with some family issues, okay? The thing I want to say to Anna, because first of all, she's got the sizzle and she can't stand liars or people who try to manipulate her. She's as smart as a whip. But people take advantage of her because they see her as being so strong so they can be weak. So what I'm going to say to her.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, I would like to say to her, give your opinion, give suggestions, take your hands off of it and say, I want you to finish your statement, Anna. I'm sure you'll figure it out. Okay, stop letting them because you're smart, you're strong, and they don't want to do what they're supposed to be doing. So give them some suggestions, give them your opinion, hands off, and I'm sure you'll figure it out is what I get very strongly.
Beautiful. What do you think about that, Kelly Jo?
I agree, but I see her getting her mojo back, and I see her getting her really involved in a passion. She's going to get involved in a passion project. Mm-hmm. She has an aunt that always wore pink lipstick that is around her who's passed on. And her grandpa on her dad's side is with her, and it's the grandpa that always give her there's like candy sticks that was wrapped up in a wrapper. You know, they're like hard candy sticks.
Oh.
So I'm seeing that. And she's saying, remember the good old times, you know, focus on good memories, and that'll help you get through to the next phase of your life.
Beautiful.
You're telling me.
Beautiful. Anna, you know, I was Kelly Jo and Joanne kind of sparked something different for you tonight for me. I'm getting the impression of a genealogy project. I know you have a wonderful family. A lot of them have passed. You want to kind of celebrate their history. And I think, I don't know if you've already done this or thinking about it, but it's a genealogy project where I'm kind of incorporating pictures into some kind, maybe a story, or I'm seeing like black and white photos and like velvet. Like I'm trying to put things together, like maybe a collage or something, or a book, some kind of different kind of a book with their story. It's quite lovely. I don't know if this has dawned on you or not, but this is what I'm kind of getting. You don't have to do it tomorrow because I know you got a lot of irons in the fire. I know you got a lot of projects going on, but I feel something that's very, it's like a memory or a thank you to all of your relatives. It's a beautiful compilation of your stories. So it feels genealogical. Anyway, so I agree with these ladies. You got the best is yet to be is what I want to say. How is that? Did we get everybody? I got Joanne, I got Kelly Jo, I got myself, right?
Right.
Okay. I think that's our last super sticker. Thank you so much. Oh, she said today it came out. We may be forced to take COVID test every 2 days if we keep refusing to take the jab. And yeah. Tell my boss, if you insist on this, I will quit.
Well, I've heard that more and more from a lot of people. But a lot of workplaces are not forcing it, though.
Yeah.
You know, but it's definitely, you should have a choice.
It is America.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, you're supposed to have a choice.
Yeah.
Free will. You know,
Anna is in Canada. That's why.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, you got problems up there, but we're praying for you. I think they're going to be, I think I heard by June, give it a couple of weeks. I think this is all going to blow up. Okay. Let me go through. I want to point out, I have some wonderful, wonderful radio show hosts here. Keep saying radio. I have Melissa Parks, Joyful Findings show. She is the host of Joyful Findings. She said, I'd love a message. And her birth date is 3/30/71.
Okay, Melissa. 3/30. Well, only because I know that Melissa is intuitive. She's got the master teacher number, so she really needs to start working on defining more of lessons or ways to go on to, you know, spiritually of enlightening on different topics, or possibly on how she got to be in her special gifts, and then make a lesson, because with the 33/6 is the master number. So if you were a master teacher in a previous lifetime, you brought it forward in this lifetime, Melissa. So it's kind of like it needs to be detailed. It needs to be structured. Okay. And then you need to develop others. So that's what I'm getting, because we're in this 5 universal year and you have a 6 destiny. So it's a perfect time for you to do your intuitive work through creating lessons of, you know, your path.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you.
I see you speaking and teaching, and you're going to go on the road and do that when it's safe to do it again. And I see you lecturing to crowds and being paid, have groups gather to learn what you have to teach. So you're going to be teaching. You need to write a book. You need to write a workbook.
Oh, very nice. Very good information there, Melissa. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. We've got a couple of other...
Is Laura still here?
Yeah, I want to get up to Laura. Laura Romero of Angels and Healing Light show. Anybody got a message for her? Let me see if she gave me a date of birth.
Yeah, I see that she's going to be asked to be on more of a syndicated show, and then she needs to write her book. And she's going to be invited on a talk show towards the end of the year.
Okay. That's good news. I'm looking to see if she gave me a date of birth. I don't think she did. Oh, May 10th.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's Frank's birthday. So, okay. All right. So, oh, this is all about balancing. This is all like getting things just more even. I know that Laura went through some changes last year, whatever, but this is like all categories here, Laura. This is spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically. So it's all about gaining that inner balance, and also not letting any drama situation overtake you, because this is like a high energy year, so it can get on your last nerve quick. Okay. So I'm going to tell you to breathe, honey. And but I do feel that this is a smoother path. This is kind of like a breath of fresh air compared to some of the stuff that you've had up and down and in and out and had to make all these adjustments, Spirit says. So take a deep breath. This is more of a year of good for me, not good for me, healthy for me, not healthy for me. And doing that with yourself consistently on every aspect of your goals or people, places, and things, you know, because you're a sweet soul, though, but you've got to learn to pull up your stops and when you need to. Okay.
And they keep singing that song Solid as a Rock for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. She is.
But they're saying she will be solid as a rock.
Beautiful. Good. Very nice. Thank you so much. I love when the show house join me. That's wonderful. It's a huge compliment. We also have Ruth Saltman on here. She was one of our first people jumping on. Thank you. I had Ruth on my show a week ago, and it was just wonderful speaking with her and chatting with her and her sharing her knowledge. And her show is The Transformational Soul. So please look that up on Goldilocks Productions. So we have three show hosts tonight with us, and it's such a compliment to have you join me tonight with my two guests. Ruth's birth date is 4/4/63.
Well, Ruth is here to make a difference.
Yes.
But she's very structured. I don't know if she's written books or done any platform work or anything like that, but she certainly should. And you know, it's neat to do platform work now rather than travel. You don't have to travel to do platform work anymore. All you need is Zoom. Mm-hmm. You know, so and doing virtual readings, I have found this year, I've done phone readings for 35 years. But I have found that the virtual readings made it even better because I'm still doing phone readings, but we can see each other's faces. So people need to understand that energy is energy, whether you're sitting across the table or you're on a Zoom or a virtual. But as far as what's going on with Ruth, it's going to be about her passion. It's going to be about her work. And it's got to, you know, I feel like it's going to a different level, or she's, you know, going to make more, I don't know, lesson plans or books. I don't know, but I feel like I see a bunch of papers. So, but they're being compiled. So that tells me this could be less a workbook or a book of some sort. But I feel that this is a lot more hard work this year. There's also something to do with making changes. I don't know if it's moving or making, redecorating and changing the look of something. So I get that strongly. Let's see, 5, 8, 13, 4, 3. And learning to do more of your speaking. That's the challenge this year, is to get that cranking. Okay. And 8, 4, 3. So that's what I'm saying. She needs to do more shows or do more talking, more speaking, more presenting.
Great. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Kelly?
Yeah, she heals through her words, and she's going to do, like, maybe Zoom, but I see later on down the road, I do see her traveling and being asked to speak to groups, too. And she'll be, like, on a circuit way back when there was Inger doesn't live here anymore. What's his name? Like, that whole group of people that travel together, Marianne Williamson.
Oh, yes.
Flyer. She's going to be a click like that. But you heal through your words, and she's going to receive a new guide that will help her.
Beautiful. Well, I can interject and just say, I know Ruth is an author. She's a show host. She's talking about doing a class on how to publish your own book. You know,
and wow, that's great.
So we're encouraging her to do that, because I would like to jump into that class. Okay, thank you. I think we got all our super stickers. Thank you for joining us. Let's get to, we have a few other people here who, no, you haven't been missed. I just got a lot of people, Karen Lynn, and I'm trying to go back in order. So we got our show host, we got our super stickers, and Laura's going, this show has been a blast. We've been very quiet this evening, I think, because we've been busy reading people. But if you have anything you want to let loose, ladies, please feel free. I don't want our group to be disappointed if you want to let it rip. Let me see.
There's a 2K people that haven't been read yet. Kavita.
Oh, Kavita. Yes, Kavita.
And then Karen Lynn wants to be read too.
Okay. How about Kavita? What do we get for her? And let me see what her date of birth is.
411.
Okay.
411, Cal?
Yeah, 411.
Well, see, here's the thing, is that she needs to follow her her gut feeling, her intuition. She brought it forward. She's sensitive, but she doesn't like drama. So a lot of times she'll just put things aside. So she's got to work through that. She keeps a lot of her, emotions. You can't be a Stepford Kavita and think that, things are going to be hunky-dory. Because you do put a lid on your emotions, and you'll have stomach or colon issues if you keep it up. You're very smart.
I like this.
Mm-hmm. And so you've got to draw the line, and I'm going to encourage you to do boundaries this year, honey. And, instead of being a stuffer, I want you to learn to speak in I statements. When that was said, I was hurt. When that happened, I was embarrassed. There's no fight with I. If you do, you did this and you said that, boy, okay, we're going to light sparks. But you really need to stand up for yourself, okay? Mm-hmm. Very important.
She has to let the stubbornness go because she's so stubborn she can't see the woods for the trees. But she's going to get over that and she's going to start moving forward and she's starting a whole new cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you change your life every 7 years. So you're in a new 7 year cycle. So be specific in what you ask for. Be careful what you ask for. Universe picks up original thought. Be aware of that. So don't even play tease because you're in a high manifestation time. There you go.
Well, it's, I have to jump in there because she's, July, August, and September, she cannot be stubborn. I have to jump on what you said, Kel, because I'm looking at her numbers here. And a lot of times when you're stubborn, you have blinders on your eyes and cotton in your ears. And I don't want you to miss any opportunities, Kavita.
Okay.
Whether it's people, places, or things here. So, being stubborn is, you can't have tunnel vision and expect things to happen. But I like what Kelly said. And also, if you have a lead foot, October, November, and December, you're going to get a ticket. No drinking and driving, October, November, and December.
Okay, I had one more super sticker person, and I apologize. I didn't see that last one there. Karen Lynn, and she has a birth date of 12/1957.
Okay.
12/1957, right. Okay.
So, what you're going through right now, Karen Lynn, is going to be 12 months to 18 months. And we go through this cycle as a numerologist. It's a whole cycle. It's 9 years. It's, and in the ninth year, it's kind of like our soul needs to kind of do a clearing, like I had talked earlier. Like going up into the attic, people, places, and things of who needs to stay, who needs to go, who do you need to speak up with? That it's kind of like, what are my treasures? What do I need to think about people, places, and things? And what needs to absolutely be shelved? It's not an easy time. A lot of times during this cycle, people's relationships, jobs, there might be a move or there's some emotional stuff to work within a family or with kids, so and in a relationship. But at the end of the day, your soul is screaming, what did you learn from that experience? You have to go through it in order to chalk it and make that check mark of lesson learned, and that so that your soul could progress to the next 9 year cycle.
Beautiful.
Well, I'm getting new beginnings, new starts. Go for it. Don't be scared and take a leap of faith. A little faith and just go for it. And they're singing, I Got Sunshine, that song for you. That's your song. So Google it. I Got Sunshine.
I love that song.
Day.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you, both of you. Kelly Joe, KellyJoePsychic.com, PsychicJoAnnLeo.com. Don't forget to check out the websites for these two lovely ladies. My opinion, these are the best psychics that I know of, and you would be remiss if you didn't book a reading with either of them or both. I have a little word for you. And Carolyn, I'm sorry I didn't get you in order here. I apologize. I want to talk about a grandmother. Grandmother is circulating here. If you have a grandmother in spirit, and I feel very spaghetti oriented. I don't know. I want to bring up food for some reason, but there's a lot of love here for you. And I want to talk about, it's either June or July, getting May, June, July. June, I think, is very significant, or it could be July. I'm getting the JU. So I feel as if there's something important going to happen here. And I'm being shown that old saying, you can't soar with the eagles if you're flying with the turkeys. Okay. I kind of mangled that. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, we get
an eagle if you're fooling around here with the turkeys. So elevate yourself is kind of what I want to say, Carolyn. We are at the hour, and I thank everyone. If we didn't get to you, I apologize. I will be doing readings next week. Thank you so much. Anna D says, thank you for a great show. Sending love to all, sweet dreams, and stand strong. Richard Riddle, thank you so much, and sweet dreams to you. So, and also Sam is saying hello. Caroline, Kelly, Joe, and everyone. I'm sorry, Samson, we didn't get to you, but give us a call. Check in with us next week on In the Psychic Flow, and I'll be doing some readings. I have a few other people. We did not get to everybody, but we had a lot of people on here tonight. And I really appreciate you joining us. Don't forget to check out In the Psychic Flow next week. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Thank you to my two special guests, good Kelly night. And Joanne Psychic. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Become a Goldilocks Productions VIP patron.
Receive exclusive access to live stream special and other epic perks.
Join the Goldilocks Productions VIP community today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.